A few years ago, maybe more than a few years ago, I was a student out at the University of Washington. I remain a very loyal alum of that institution, despite the fact that I often disagree with and will speak out against some of the things that are happening on that campus. But one of its most prominent and popular faculty members is standing up and speaking out against what appears to be the biggest threat to freedom of speech and diversity of thought at the university in my lifetime. The professor who is standing up is Cliff Mass, a professor of atmospheric sciences, who happens to write the most popular blog of any UW faculty member, and usually spends that blog talking about and educating people about weather and climate issues. But he has a post out right now entitled "Faculty, Freedom of Speech and Diversity is Threatened at the University of Washington" that is truly frightening. And I asked him if he could join me this morning and tell our listeners about it, because this is a threat from within, from a coterie of faculty and staff that have what I call an Evergreen State College mentality about what colleges exist for. And again, that mentality is: colleges exist to impose a radical social justice ideological message on everyone through the university. And Cliff Mass, it's great having you here this morning. I don't know if I overstated or not, but you stated it so eloquently and so clearly in this post you have on your blog, and I thank you for joining us this morning.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me. And, you know, we saw what happened at Evergreen, and there's a number of us who don't want it to happen at the University of Washington. And so we have a kind of a disturbing development, a very energetic push to have all faculty required to make what's called a DEI statement, diversity, equity, inclusion statement, as part of every application to advance to the university, to get tenure, or to go from associate professor to full professor, etc., that there'll be a requirement that you have to describe your progress on this DEI approach that several of the activists faculty are pushing. So that's the central issue. We have to basically test our support and show that we have backed this initiative for DEI. And, you know, let's be careful here. Virtually all faculty, you know, support diversity, right? Diversity is key to this nation, and inclusion as well. I think the big issue is equity. Equity is not equality. Equity is defined by most of the activists means that everybody should have the same outcomes. Every minority group, every demographic group, everybody should basically end up the same. And that is what a lot of people disagree with. And it's highly political. It's pushing, you know, a political concept as a requirement for faculty at a state university. And that's a real problem.
What I'm wondering, since I assume most professors still use grades at the University of Washington, why they wouldn't simply rise up as one and say, we treat students as individuals, and individuals should be treated according to the quality of their scholarship, the quality of their work, or at least the effort they make. And The problem with equity, of course, is it demands, as you were just pointing out, equal outcomes. And the only way to have equal outcomes is not to have standards.
Well, standards are altered. And I think that's, you're talking about the core of it. I mean, there's one vision, and that's equality. We treat each human being as an equal, equally precious. We give each human being an equal shot at it and at attainment of an education. That's one approach. Equity is different. You look at people as members of groups, and that is, for many of us, that's extraordinarily problematic and political.
Well, and it's designed to be political. You point out that a faculty advocate of these new DEI, diversity, equity, inclusion standards, which the faculty, I guess the faculty will be voting on whether to make a permanent part of the process going forward?
That's right. So right now there's a vote going on right now among the faculty whether to do this to ourselves. In fact, interestingly, the university administration, like the president, Anna Marakashi, she's not excited about it. In fact, she even wrote a statement talking about her discomfort with this.
Good for her. Good for her. That's good to hear.
So this is something we'd be doing to ourselves.
Because Anna Marakashi is very much a liberal and very much into diversity and inclusion. But if she is indicating her discomfort with this, then that's a sign of just how radical it is, Cliff Mass.
I think that's true. But there's the other aspect of this, and that is the attempts to suppress discussion of this on the campus. I mean, it shows you the warning of what could happen, because you have a small group of activists, they gain power. And, I mean, to give you an example, there's these AAUP, the American Association of University Professors. This was a group that played a major role in protecting faculty freedom back in the 40s and 50s when there was a loyalty oath and other bad things were happening, and they stood against it. They are actually the strongest advocates for this, because this group has been captured by some very, very far left activists. And so what's happening is the leading communication tool on campuses is their listserv, their email distribution list, and they're suppressing views. They won't publish views that are critical of this DEI initiative. So it's very worrisome. Even worse, or maybe not worse, in one department, the faculty member who was against this initiative, he stated it publicly. Some of the extremists in the department tried to get him voted non-meritorious because of that and deny him a pay increase. So you have these people that are so sure they're right, they're willing to use very undemocratic tools to suppress different viewpoints. And that's very dangerous on a university. The universities need to be all about differing viewpoints and debate and the tension of ideas.
I think you just put your finger on it, Professor Mass. Again, my guest is Cliff Mass. We're not talking about weather and climate today. Well, in a way, we're talking about climate. We're talking about the climate of academic freedom at the University of Washington and how it might be getting very cloudy if this new requirement goes through. And if, again, the faculty vote, as they're being pressured to do by activists within the University of Washington, it will inject a political overlay into essentially how the faculty operate in terms of promotions, in terms of who gets hired and who gets promoted, et cetera, et cetera. It is extremely worrisome to me that you point out that some of the moderators are rejecting messages from faculty that make the case against voting for this plan. One of the people you identify as a moderator who is censoring messages is Amy Hagopian. We've had Amy on this show in the past. She was a radical member of the Seattle School Board. She did not have a happy tenure there, and she left. She became an anti-war activist. That's the context we had her on of our program. And now she's out at the UW. What is she doing there?
Well, she's a professor, but she's also running for the faculty region position. So that's a new thing. There's going to be a faculty member of the Board of Regents at the UW. And she's running for it. So, I mean, she is a member of, you know, the group that has, you know, fairly extreme viewpoints. And so that's what's happening now.
You point out something very interesting. You said there was a point when, tell me if I'm getting the acronym correctly, American Association of University Professors, AAUP,
yes.
Fearlessly defended faculty freedoms and speech, such as its heroic efforts to oppose loyalty oaths in the 1950s. But no longer. Captured by a contingent committed to a certain brand of politics, the AAUP now suppresses free speech while pushing a politicized agenda. What happens if this goes through, Cliff? If the faculty vote this through, this diversity, equity, inclusion agenda?
Well, I think inevitably every faculty member is going to have to be worried about this. They are going to have to, you know, go along with it if they want to advance to the university. So they are going to have to basically demonstrate obeisance to this thing. They're going to have to state when they applied for, you know, advancement, that they are supportive of these concepts, and they're going to have to demonstrate, you know, that they have personally contributed to this DEI initiative. So, I mean, they'll have to do that. I mean, some may sort of make believe, but others are going to be pressured, to be a constant pressure to, you know, follow along this political path.
Not only that, you know what it does? It's going to encourage the most strident, politicized faculty to become more emboldened. This really is the road to the Evergreen State College.
Yeah.
Boy.
And if any of these activists gain power, and some will in some departments, become chairs or head of committees that oversee tenure decisions, as they gain power in these units, they can push this agenda, you know. And so, you know, I'm not saying it's going to happen in every department, but some departments it will happen. So it's very, very worrisome. And, you know, it's not like nothing's happened to UW. I mean, things politically right. have changed over the years. There's no doubt about it. But this is a major change, and it's not a good one.
You know what, I really want to thank you for standing up, because you could make the case that, well, this doesn't apply to Cliff Mass for everything. Like, the guy's a legend. He's been out there for 40 years. You know, he's untouchable, for crying out loud. But you're thinking about younger faculty member, and more importantly, you're thinking about the future out at the UW. Last question, what can our listeners do to help keep this from happening?
Well, if anybody's a faculty member, vote no. If you know a faculty member, talk to them about it. If you have connections with the UW, tell your connections that you're concerned. And, you know, I think the administration is sensitive about this. I think if the community expresses a strong feeling that politicization of the flagship state university is a bad thing, I think that needs to be known, you know, by the administration and by
sure.
people at the UW. And so, I mean, this university is not owned by the faculty. You know, we work there, but it's a state university, and the people who own this place should speak about it, because this affects the education of people's children. It will decide, you know, the kind of faculty that'll be at the university during the next several decades, it has big impacts. So people need to express their viewpoints.
No, exactly. And I hope they do. Cliff Mass, thanks very much for joining us and letting our listeners know what's going on. When will we get an idea of whether this happens or not?
Well, the vote is going to go on for the next few weeks. So sometime early in June, we will know what happens. Stay tuned.
You got it. Cliff Mass, thanks very much for joining us, Cliff.
Thanks for having me on.